Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu. And it's based on the Torah of Moreinu Rosh HaYeshiva, Mar Rav Hutner Zatzal, and also the Nishmas, Mar Sester Batsur Shmuel, Mar Chana Batsur Yitzhona, Matzal Chana Batsur Meir Zev, Rabbi Yaakov Shalom Rav Dov Ber, Rabbi Pinchas Alev, Rabbi Arvin Yaakov Shachna. It says in the Torah, Ve'ahavtem es hager, ki gerim hayisem, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, you should love the ger, because you were gerim in the land of Egypt. You were strangers in the land of Egypt. Rambam writes, Perek Vav, Milchusteas Mitzvah, Kol Adam Leov, Es Kol Echad Vechad Mitzvah, Kegufo, Shenemar Ve'ahavtol Re'acha Kamocha, Avas hager, Shebav Nechaz Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. The love of a ger, who has come under the wings of the Shechina. Shtei mitzvus esei. Achas, b'nei shehu b'chlal reyim, v'achas b'nei shehu ger. We have a mitzvah to love every Jew, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. So you have to love a ger for that reason. And you also have to love a ger, because the Torah says, v'ahavtem es hager. Tziva al avas hager, kamo shetziva al avas atzmo. We're commanded to love a ger like we're commanded to love God. Ve'avta es Hashem Elokecha. Should love God. Kadosh Baruch Hu atzmo ev gerim, shenem revo ev ger, God loves gerim. So we have two mitzvahs here. We have one mitzvah to love the ger because he's a Jew. We have another mitzvah to love the ger because he's a ger. And he was nichnas tanchas kanfei Shechina. He came under the wings of the Shechina. And God himself loves Gerim. So if God loves Gerim, we should love God, we should love Gerim. So it's interesting that Rambam says, Dafka here, Tzival Abbas Ger, Kamo Shetzival Abbas Atzma. Dafka regarding the mitzvah of Abbas Gerim, that God commanded us to love a Ger, like he commanded us to love himself. Dafka, in the context of the mitzvah essay of Avas Gerim, why didn't he add this also with regard to the mitzvah of Avas Reim? And say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded to love a Jew like he commanded to love himself. And also the Rambam adds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmoi v'sager. You could say the same thing about Jews. God loves the Jewish people also. He doesn't just love Gerim. So those are the issues that we want to understand in the Rambam. And it would appear that the explanation is that it's clear that if Reuven hates Shimon, but Reuven doesn't know that Shimon is Jewish, and he thinks he's not Jewish, we don't say that Reuven is shogeg in the Avera of Sinas Achim. We don't say that he's shogeg in the Avera of hating a brother. So in order to explain this, let's see an illustration on the side of love. Reuven loves Shimon, and Shimon's Jewish. Reuven thinks that Shimon isn't Jewish. Do we say that Reuven was mekayim the mitzvah of Avas Reim? Bevadai that he was not. Why? Because every love has a reason, and the reason of love is included, and the reason for the love is included in the mitzvah of Avas Reim. In other words, the mitzvah of Avas Reim does not mean that you should love a fellow Jew, but rather you should love a Jew because he's a Jew. Not just that you should love him, but the time is nichnas lemitzvah. You should love him because he's a Jew. Ve'ahavta l'reacha means love him because he's your friend, because he's your rea. And the meilet emerges according to this, that if Reuven loves somebody and he doesn't know that he's Jewish, the Siba Sahavazu, the reason for this love, is not the Jewishness of the beloved, but rather it's Stam Ava without the reason that is required for this mitzvah. Maybe he's another reason, but that also doesn't count. Maybe he likes him because he's a cool guy, he's funny, he's good, he's kind, whatever it may be, but if it's not because he's Jewish, then it's not a kiyum of this mitzvah. And it works on the other side also regarding sinna, regarding hatred. That the perish of the pasuk is, Losisna Sachicha Bovavecha, that the reason, the fact of the ahava, the fact that of the achva, the fact that your brothers should prevent you from feeling hatred towards him. So the reason not to hate him is included in the iser. So it emerges then that if Reuben makes a mistake about Shimon, and he thinks Shimon is a guy and he hates him, turns out Shimon's really Jewish, he's not over b'shogeg, the lav of sinas achim. Since Reuben lacks yediyas ha'achva, ain kan makom leguf maisa aveira. Since Reuven doesn't know that he's Shimon's brother, there is no place for the Maisa Avera, because the Guf Maisa Avera here is that the Yediyas Ha'achva is not preventing the Sinna. But if he doesn't have this Yediya, if he's unaware of the fact that this person is a fellow Jew, then it's not forbidden sinna. It's only forbidden sinna if he knows he's a Jew, and that doesn't prevent him from hating this person. Wow. Big chiddush. Now, in a number of sukkim in the Torah, ger, yosim, and alman are all included in one inyan, and the common denominator is that these are people who are alone, who are abandoned. And we take a step forward and say that if Avas Hager comes because he's a person who is alone and who is abandoned, then the mitzvah of Avas Gerim is not fulfilled through this ahava. If you love the ger because he's an adam galmud v'ne'ezav, because he's a lonely, abandoned person, then you're not makayim the mitzvah of ahavas gerim. Because we said that the tam ahava is included in the mitzvah of ahava. And the tam of ahavas hager is why, not because he's a nebuch, but because he was nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. And not because he's all alone. And if a person lacks this reason for loving the ger, then there's no kiyum ha-mitzvah. He just loves him because Nebuch, the poor guy, that's not a mitzvah then. The mitzvah is only if he loves him for the reason that he's supposed to love him, which that he's nechnas tachas kanfei ha-shechina. So now the words of the Rambam shine. The dafka by Avas Hager, it says that atziva al Avas Hager kamosh atziva al Avas Atzma. In other words, just like Avas Hashem, it's only Avas Hamala, and there's no room at all for an inyan of Rachmanos. So too by Avas Hager, it's not fulfilled if the Ava is not Avas Hamala. It has to be Avas Hamala, the love that you love him because he's so special, because he was Nechaz Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. And that the Rambam added, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself loves the Ger, the Rambam is trying to prove this Yisod. Pasuk says, Osa Mishpat Yasam V'Aman of Oev Ger. So it's explicit that he's different than Yasam and Amana. Yasam and Amana, it says, Osa Mishpat. And Dafka, but regarding a Ger, it says, Oev Ger. And if Avas HaGer would come because he needs the love more, then it wouldn't be any different than Yasam and Amana. And that's why the Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself loves a Ger. From the fact that we see that a Ger is different in love from the Yasam and Amana, it must be that Avas Hager is Avas Hamayla, and you're not loving them because Nebuch, the poor people. Like maybe you're caring more for the Yasam and the Almana because they're Nebuch, but a Ger is different. It's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself loves the Ger because of Avas Hamayla, not because of Rachmanas. In the Sefer HaMitzvos and Losa Se Kuf Ayin, the Rambam says that Ein Limnos Asaras Shevet Levi Lakachas Chelik B'Biza V'Asaras HaKohanim Lakachas Chelik B'Biza L'Shnei Lavin V'Bnei Shekeshabo Asara HaKol Shevet Levi Hine Kvar Nichnasu HaKohanim B'Chlal. That we're not going to count the Asara, the warning of Shevet Levi, not to take part of the Biza and the Asara of the Kohanim. to take part of the biza. We're not going to enumerate the warning of Shevet Levi from taking part of the biza and the Azharis HaKohanim taking part of the biza as part of the booty, as two lavim, because Kisheba Azhar al Kol Shevet Levi, Hinei Kvar Nichnasu HaKohanim B'chlal. When the Azhara comes, when the warning comes about Shevet Levi from taking part of the biza, so the Azhara of the Kohanim is included in that. You're not going to make it two different lavim because the Kohanim are part of Shevet Levi. It's just like the Levim are not allowed to take chelek b'biza, so to the Kohanim. So one of the Gedolei Hador Shelefaneinu wondered, if that's true, then why is the mitzvah of Avos Geirim and Avos Reyim two mitzvahs? When he commanded Avos Reyim, it includes Avos Geirim. It's just like warning the Levim includes the Kohanim. But based on what we said, we understand beautifully that the reason of Ava is Nichnas Bechlal HaMitzvah, so Be'emes, Avos Geirim is included in Avos Yisrael, because there are two completely different Avas. The time of Avos Yisrael is because of Ma'alas Yisrael. And the time of Ma'alas Geirim, the reason for Ma'alas Geirim, Avos Geirim, is because of the special status of the Geirim, that they're Nichnas Tachat Kachat Kanfei HaShechina. And since the reason for Avos HaGer isn't included in the reason of Avos Yisrael, you can't say that it's included in Avos Yisrael and it's one mitzvah. No, rather, they are two mitzvahs. When we divrei our Rambam beperushu al Torah, it would appear that the reason for Avos HaGer is because Karov Hashem l'nishbarei lev, that God is close to those of a broken heart. Al pi darko, he explains the rest of the pasuk, ki geirim hayisem be'eretz Mitzrayim. We were also nishbarei lev. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos Mishrei Zayim writes Lehedya explicitly that the reason for Avos HaGer is because he was nechnas tachas kanfei hashchina. So then how does the Rambam explain the rest of the pasuk? Ki geirim hayisem be'eretz Mitzrayim. If the whole word is that even tachas kanfei hashchina, you should love a ger, then why does it say because you were gerim in Eretz Mitzrayim? What does that have to do with Avos Hamayla? So maybe the pshat is as follows: that it's true that according to the Rambam, Avos Hager is Avos Hamayla shenichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. Nevertheless, the fact that he is a ger is included in the Mayla that obligates the Ahava. What does that mean? That the Maila, the special quality that obligates Avos HaGer, is not only that he was Nichnas Tachas Kanfei HaShechina, but that because his deeds prove about him that in order to come under the wings of the Shechina, it's worth it for him to spend his whole life being in a Matzav of Geirus. And the Maila Shel HaGer, the mile of the ger that obligates us to love him is because he exchanged a situation of being a permanent citizen, of being an accepted member of society, to being an outsider, to being a stranger, in order to be nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. And that's the mile of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, that in order to be nimtza tachas kanfei hashchina, lo yu na'asim ger toshavim b'mitzrayim b'hayashem b'matzav shel geirus. That in order to be under the wings of the Shechina, they weren't Toshavim in Mitzrayim, and they were in a matzav of being a stranger. So just like we were strangers in Mitzrayim, we wanted to be under the wings of the Shechina, we wanted to be different, so to the Ger does, you should love him for that also. Same reasons. And that's the perish of the Pasuk, Lishita Sarambam. Because you yourself were Ger in Mitzrayim, and that was your Maila, that for your Kedushas Yisrael, you didn't become Toshavim, you didn't become accepted citizens, therefore you have to appreciate this quality when you have a ger, that for Kedushas Yisrael, he was willing to be an outsider. And we can add that there's an afkamina lahalacha between the Rambam and the Ramban, and the reason of Avos HaGer, the Inyan Eved Meshuchar, that according to the freed slave, that according to the Rambam, that Avos HaGer is mipnei ma'alas shenichnas tachat kanfei hashchina, ein lezeh makom be'eved meshuchar, sherei yadusa ba'lo ba'al karcho. If he's an eved meshuchar, you're not going to love him because he was nichnas tachat hashchina, because he was forced to, Once he went, an Eved Kenayan, he has to become a Jew. It's not his choice. V'iladas HaRamban, but Abbas Hager is not an Inyan L'mayla, so it has nothing to do with his Mayla. But rather, as the Ramban says, because Karav Hashem L'nish B'rei Lev, there's no room to be mechalek between a Ger and Eved Meshuchar, and an Eved Meshuchar is also included in this mitzvah, as say, V'hadvarim Hayu Niflaim B'yoser. And I hope to revisit one of the most important sugyas in Torah, the sugya of Avos Yisrael and Avos Hagerim, so important by Yamim Ahem, Bazman Hazeh for all times. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.